This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're at the RNIB Braille 200 event at the Scottish Parliament. And I'm joined now by Hazel McFarlane. Hi, Hazel. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello.
So can you tell us about what Braille means to you in your work?
Yeah, I mean, for me, Braille, you know, Braille's a way that I use Braille intermittently, but to file things is a key thing for me. So having Braille on the folders within my file cabinet of printed information I have to keep, then that's, I at least know which folder to look in to find it. So that, just little things like that make a really big difference.
And at the event tonight, what stood out to you about the kind of conversation around Braille and how it helps people do so many things, both personally and professionally in their lives?
I think the independence that it gives people, that even just being able to differentiate different medications, you know, if you have to take medicines, or even on food stuff. Sue Marshall that spoke mentioned one supermarket that are really good for having Braille on their products, but actually the Co-op are really good for having Braille on just everyday products like quiche and pizzas and, you know, just stuff that you buy, that actually you can read the Braille and just be sure of what you've got in your freezer or what you've bought. So these little things are actually really significant in terms of you being independent as a blind person.
And you have had an unexpected reunion at this event tonight as well. Can you tell us about that?
I have an absolute blast from the past. So my very first role in the voluntary sector, and when I sort of came out as a blind person, was in 1994, when I worked in Edinburgh, and I worked within a project that was part of the Lothian Coalition of Disabled People. And I've actually just met Barbara and John Howie, who worked there. Barbara worked there and John worked in the Braille Press. And also Joe Fullerton, who was connected with the coalition as well at that time. So actually, it's just been absolutely amazing to meet people that I haven't seen for a long, long time, and just to pick up where we left off.
And we've been reflecting on the last 200 years of Braille usage tonight. What are your hopes for the future for Braille users and Braille as kind of a means of communication?
I hope that it continues. I hope that people realise that this is an absolute fundamental skill that children and young people, anyone who encounters sight loss, it's a valuable skill to have. Even if you only learn enough to be able to read medication, read food packets, you know, actually that is going to retain your independence and your safety in terms of taking medication properly.
And what has been your favourite thing about this event?
I think it's just been a really uplifting event, actually. It's just been so nice to hear different people speak, and actually the volume of people here, I think that demonstrates the amount of support that there is for Braille. And that's really good, because I was fearful that Braille was diminishing, Braille usage was diminishing because of alternatives like screen reading software, etc. But actually there's still a place for Braille. So let's hope that that continues in the future.
Well, thank you so much, Hazel McFarlane, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.